It's Tuesday, March 23rd, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. In one last-ditch effort to retain some Christian witness in public schools, First Liberty Institute appealed a Christian high school football coach's firing to the Ninth Circuit Court. Sadly, they lost. Last Thursday, the court ruled against Coach Joseph Kennedy's appeal, coming 6 years after he was fired from the Bremerton, Washington School District for praying after football games. The coach would take a knee on the field and offer a quote-unquote private prayer, an action that was taken as bothersome and unacceptable by the district. First Liberty is committed to continuing the fight. The group offered this comment on the appeals court decision. Quote, "Today's opinion threatens the rights of millions of Americans who simply want to be able to freely exercise their faith without fear of losing their job. We plan to appeal, and we hope the Supreme Court will right this wrong." End quote. Listen to this from Psalm 109, verses 2 through 4. "For the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful have opened against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue. They have all surrounded me with the words of hatred and fought against me without a cause. In return for my love, they are my accusers. But here it is, I give myself to prayer." The Roman Catholic Church is dividing on the matter of homosexuality. The Austrian Priests Initiative is calling for disobeying the Vatican's prohibition of blessings for same-sex perversions. The group representing 385 priests plans to go ahead with the so-called, quote, blessings, end quote. The statement issued on March 16th, translated from the German, states, quote, "This is a relapse into times that we had hoped, with Pope Francis, to be overcome. In solidarity with so many, we will not reject any loving couple in the future who asks to celebrate God's blessing, which they experience every day in a worship service." End quote. Proverbs 13, verse 20 reminds us that he who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will be destroyed. More than the usual foolishness is reported with young people on spring break in Florida. Police have arrested 1,000 people since February 3rd. That's double the number they arrested last year, reports The Guardian. 100 of the arrests occurred last weekend in Miami Beach. Police shot pepper balls into the crowd Saturday night, reports CNN. The rise of fundamentalist Islam in Indonesia has resulted in the enforcement of the hijab for women of all faiths for some areas of the country. However, a Christian girl in Padang complained, and her case was addressed by the Minister of Education and Culture, Nadeem Makarim. The resultant decree explicitly prohibits school uniforms that point to a certain religion. The student's father talked to International Christian Concern last month, saying, quote, "I am grateful that my daughter's case opened the eyes of everyone. Now they are finally aware of the persecution of faith in schools. My hope is that in Indonesia there will no longer be any form of faith persecution in schools," end quote. A Japanese district court in Sapporo has ruled the ban on homosexual faux marriage to be unconstitutional, according to the Japan Times. However, the BBC reports that the Japanese Constitution, instituted after World War II, defined marriage as one of, quote, mutual consent between both sexes, end quote. A recent survey conducted by the National Institution of Population and Social Security Research found a huge generational divide on support for homosexual faux marriage. While 70% of young people in their 20s and 30s support the perversion, only 38% of Japanese in their 60s do so, by contrast. Taiwan became the first Asian nation to legalize the aberration in May of 2019, reports Time magazine. Australia experienced record-breaking fires in some areas last year, with 27 million acres burned and 33 lives lost. And now, once-in-a-century record-breaking floods are ravaging the nation. 18,000 people have been evacuated in New South Wales, and the Mid-North Coast is reporting 18 inches of rain over the last week. Big government statists continue to point to global warming as the problem, None of the news sources referred to the sovereign hand of God or exhorted the people to fear God. Australia became one of the last nations in the Western world to embrace homosexual full marriage in late 2017.
Boulder has suffered a terrible and horrific mass shooting today. This is not the first mass shooting that we've had in the state of Colorado.
That was Boulder District Attorney Michael Dougherty as he described the scene at a King Super supermarket where a Boulder, Colorado gunman killed 10 people, including a police officer, on Monday afternoon, reports the Denver Channel. James Graham, an eyewitness, explained what he saw and heard to Denver 7 TV News.
I was just checking out at the self-checkout, and all of a sudden I started hearing shots. Glass broke above my head. So I turned to run, and there was a lady laying down next to me, and I just ran. I came across a bush and hid behind the bush, and I could still hear the shots being fired. I probably heard 30 shots. It was just pop, 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 pop.
Officer Eric Talley, age 51, who responded within minutes of the initial 911 calls around 2:30 p.m. yesterday, was killed. D.A. Dougherty offered his condolences to the police officer and his family.
My heart goes out to Eric Talley's family, his loved ones, and his colleagues. He was, by all accounts, one of the outstanding officers of the Boulder Police Department, and his life was cut far too short as he responded to the shooting that was taking place at King Supers.
The suspect is in custody. A live television feed earlier showed officers leading a man away from the scene, handcuffed, bloodied, and shirtless after the shooting occurred. The shooter's motive is not yet known. The suspected gunman used an AR-style rifle in the attack. The district attorney also expressed his sorrow for the other 9 victims.
I also want to stress how incredibly sorry I am for all the victims who were killed at King Supers. These were people going about their day, doing their food shopping, and their lives were cut abruptly and tragically short. I promise the victims and the people of the state of Colorado that we will secure justice and do everything we must do to get justice in this case.
One grandfather told CBS Denver about what happened when his son-in-law and his 2 teenage grandchildren entered the grocery store.
My 2 granddaughters, 13 and 14, came in with their dad so he could get a COVID shot. And they came in through the east door where the pharmacy is, and that's where it all started. And there was shooting, and he saw it and got the girls down. They ran and hid upstairs in a coat closet for an hour in the coats. They were communicating with my daughter through his phone, texting, and then the cops came in through the roof and were protecting them. They're out now, out the back. This is going to be pretty hard for them to live with, I think.
When you hear from them, what's going through your mind as a grandparent?
Well, there's what's more precious.
Sadly, almost a year ago to the day, Colorado Democratic Governor Jared Polis foolishly signed legislation repealing the death penalty on March 23, 2020. Colorado became the 22nd U.S. state to abolish what God sanctioned in Genesis 9, verse 6, "Whoever sheds human blood, by human shall their blood be shed. For in the image of God has God made mankind." And that's The World View in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, March 23rd in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. Or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.